Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right, welcome to Red, White, and Blues. I'm your host, Johnny Cox, for today's program, and I can't thank you enough for listening. This is a show that is dedicated to the genre of music known as the blues. Talk about the blues. Talk about history, artists, instruments, songs, and whatever we feel like talking about, as long as it's all blues and nothing but the blues. I have a good show in store for you today. Me being a guitar player, I'm a guitar head, so most of the artists I have covered in on this program have been guitar players, hot guitar players. But there's some really good blues guys out there that are piano players, or pianists, as you might say. And a lot of the the early blues were on piano. It was hard for the Delta guys, to tote the piano around. They'd go to Memphis to find one or go to church and find one. But the piano, some consider it was the birthplace of rock and roll. It kind of mixed the blues with the rock more than the guitar. That's debatable. Hey, let's get right into it. How can you mention piano blues without mentioning the great Ray Charles? He's probably my favorite musician ever. For all things he's done in his life, how he carried himself, the success he had, and there was no genre he couldn't play and nothing he couldn't play. Well, let's get right into it. Here's some old Ray Charles right here. One of my favorite songs, Hard Times.
My mother told me before she passed away, said, son, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, 'cause there'll be hard times. Hard times, oh yeah, yeah. Who knows better than I? Well, I soon found out just what she meant when I had to pawn my clothes just to pay my rent. Talking about hard times, hard times, oh yeah, yeah. Who knows a world better than I? Talking about hard times, you know those hard, yeah, Lord, who knows better than I? Yeah, Lord, yeah, one of these days there'll be no more sorrow. I say no more. Yeah, Lord,
who knows? Yeah, Lord, better than I. It's hard times for Mr. Ray Charles. It's hard to believe what Ray Charles had to go through as a young man. He was born down in North Florida, 1930. Ray Charles Robinson, what he was born at, as, and they got rid of the Robinson because back in the, 50s, the heavyweight boxer, Sugar Ray Robinson was big right there. So he sounded too much like Sugar Ray. So just dropped his last name from Ray Charles Robinson to Ray Charles. And think what he had to go through. You know, he blinded at age 7, went to the Florida School of the Blind, and you know, he made his way. And shoot, I think as a teenager, he took a Greyhound bus from Gainesville, Florida to Seattle, Washington, alone, blind and African-American. That's a story in itself. And if you want to see a lot about it, look at the watch the movie Ray. Jamie Foxx won an Academy Award for it. One of my favorite movies ever, because it's about my favorite musician ever. And one thing he liked to do was he liked to collaborate with other musicians in different genres. Here's a really good song right here. It's Do I Ever Cross Your Mind with the lovely Miss Bonnie Raitt.
Do I ever cross your mind, darling? Do you ever see some situation somewhere somehow triggers your memory? Huh? And do you ever wonder what became of all the time? Honey, do I ever cross your mind?
Do you ever wanna know? Do our dreams go on endlessly? Or do they just run down somehow and gradually become a custody? Oh, that melancholy jailer. Do I ever, darling, ever cross your mind?
Do I ever cross your mind? Oh, what became of all the time?
I wanna know, do I ever cross your mind?
Oh, baby, baby. What became of all the time?
Please tell me, do I ever, ever cross your mind? Do I ever?
Cross your mind.
Ray Charles with the lovely Miss Bonnie Raitt. Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? What a nice voice she has, and that slide guitar sounds so good right there with Ray Charles. That was actually recorded on Ray Charles' last album. I think it was Ray Charles, Genius Loves Company. I think that's the name of it. And he did a bunch of duets with his favorite artist. And the really coolest one is one coming up right here with B.B. King, the whole song Sinner's Prayer. And they had some trouble in the studio day with the multi-tracking, and they were getting kind of uptight about it. And Ray was at the piano, and there was B.B. with his guitar. And B.B. said, hey, let's just do it head-to-head like the old days. Drop a condenser mic in the middle of the microphone and just let it go. And here you go, Sinner's Prayer, Ray Charles and B.B. King.
Please. Oh, Lord.
Ray Charles and B.B. King with The Sinner's Prayer. I was on the Ray Charles Genius Loves Company album, the last album he made, won a bunch of Grammys. Well, hey, don't go away. We got a lot more to come with some guys from New Orleans. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,